USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Breaking news this hour as the Pentagon confirms the head of Iran's elite forces, General Soleimani, killed during an airstrike at Baghdad International Airport in Iraq. The Defense Department says the Iranian commander approved the New Year's Eve attack on our embassy in Baghdad and was planning attacks on Americans. This comes as Iranian-backed forces stormed the U.S. embassy in Baghdad for 2 days straight, the Hezbollah terrorists burning American flags and threatening to kill all Americans inside the compound. 750 Marines deployed to protect the building and our personnel who work inside. The Department of Defense releasing a statement saying, at the direction of the President, the U.S. military has taken decisive action to protect U.S. personnel abroad by killing Soleimani. You're listening to USA Radio News.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
In USA News for Your Health, the new year brings new rules about vaping and e-cigarettes. The FDA says it will ban most flavors like fruity and mint, popular with underage teenagers, but will allow others to remain on the market. In a related story, U-Haul says in 21 states it will stop hiring people who use nicotine products. The company says the new policy, which takes effect February 1st, is aimed at creating one of the healthiest corporate cultures in the U.S. and Canada. Several drug makers increasing their prices, USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
Bristol-Myers Squibb, Pfizer, and Biogen are among the latest to increase their prices despite efforts by the Trump administration to rein in the expense to the consumer. Antonio Chacha of the healthcare research firm 3Axis Advisors tells us the increases range from 1 to 13%, but not as much as in years past. For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Another Democrat drops out of the race for 2020.
Julian Castro announcing in a video that he's dropping out of the Democratic presidential race.
I'm so proud of the campaign we've run together. We've shaped the conversation on so many important issues in this race.
The former San Antonio mayor was the only Latino candidate in the field. He struggled, though, to make a dent in fundraising and to make a dent in the polls. He usually was around 1%. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The escalation of violence we've seen in Iraq this week being funded by Iran. USA Radio's Tim Berg with reaction from a Republican congressman.
Secretary of Defense Mark Esper says the United States is ready to respond to any more attacks by Iran. Esper says that recent actions have been part of Iran's bad behavior over the past 40 years. Republican Congressman Mike Gallagher of Wisconsin is a Marine Corps veteran who served in Iraq. He joins Fox News.
Well, I served mostly in the western part of Al-Anbar, where there wasn't as much Iranian influence, but certainly you talk to any of my Army brethren or anyone that's deployed around Baghdad or other parts of the country, the Iranians were responsible for enormous amounts of destruction. They have American blood on their hands. And let's not forget that this all started with Kitab Hezbollah, an Iranian proxy, a designated terrorist group, killing an American and wounding four others. And I'm glad that President Trump took swift action to strike back. He was absolutely justified in doing so.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.